Recorded Books presents Her Marine Hero by Jacqueline Thomas, narrated by Jasmine Walker. Chapter 1. Greg Bowman opened the door and stepped out of the car. He sniffed the salty ocean air, a smile tugging at his lips. His heart kicked up a happy beat upon his return to beautiful Polk Island. Locals claim there was something magical about the island located off the coast of Charleston, South Carolina. Greg believed it in every atom of his being. Tall, majestic oaks, magnolia trees, colorful flowers, sandy beaches, and small-town charm welcomed tourists year after year. He glanced up toward the heavens. The 20th of April had ushered in a dazzling sunny morning, with no signs of dark clouds in its bright blue sky. Humming to himself, Greg opened the left passenger side door and retrieved a black leather weekender bag. By the time he stepped onto the porch, the front door had swung open, and his best friend walked out, a cane in his left hand to aid him in walking with his prosthetics and help balance his gait.
"Trey Rothschild," Greg exclaimed. "It's good to see you, brother."
"It's a good day to be seen and not viewed,"
his friend responded with sunny cheerfulness, as he stepped aside to let Greg enter the house.
"Rah!"
They sat down in the living room. Trey asked,
"How was the drive?"
He'd left in the middle of the night, driving down from Camp Lejeune without having to deal with a lot of traffic.
"It was smooth the entire way here. I had good music to keep me company."
Greg stifled a yawn. Now that he wasn't behind the wheel of his car, he was struggling to stay awake.
"How's Renee?"
He made it sound casual, but he couldn't help but ask after her.
"She's good. Making a name for herself across the country with a clothing line."
Trey smiled, leaning back in his seat.
"I remember when Renee made her first skirt. It had this thick, elastic waist because she didn't know how to sew in a zipper. Now she has famous folks from all over contacting her. We're all real proud of her."
"She has a gift,"
Greg said. A flash of humor crossed Trey's face.
"Are you still crushing on my cousin?"
Grinning, Greg responded.
"She clearly doesn't know a good thing when she sees him, but Renee is a really sweet person."
Greg had crushed on her hard when he'd met her a few years ago. She didn't seem interested, despite his trying to convince her to go on a date with him, and in the intervening years, his expectations had cooled a bit. He was happy to consider her a friend. Trey's gaze flickered with amusement.
"Renee's got the Rothschild stubborn streak."
Greg lifted his chin.
"You're right about that. She shot me down from the very beginning, but I'm not one to give up on something I really want. Remember when I wanted to join MARSOC? I didn't quit until I got in."
His mouth quirked with humor.
"True, but that's nothing compared to my cousin's determination."
Greg chuckled. It felt good to talk to his friend again, which brought him to the reason for his visit.
"One of the reasons I wanted to come down is because I need to talk to you about something."
"What is it?"
Trey asked.
"I'm thinking about getting out," he announced. "I've already started my paperwork."
Trey stared, complete surprise on his face.
"Really? After everything you did to make MARSOC? Are you sure about this? Are you really ready to just walk away from all your hard work?"
"That's why I came to talk it out with you," Greg responded. "These last 2 years have been great, but the truth is that I'm not getting any younger, Trey. I love being in the military, but I was never planning on being a lifer."
"From the moment we met in boot camp, following your father's path as a Marine Raider is all you talked about."
"I also said I didn't want the same ending. I meant what I said about family. I'm 31 years old. I'm ready to settle down, and I can't do that with a high-risk job."
He eyed his friend.
"I hope you were serious about me working with you at the museum."
"Yeah, of course," Trey stated. "Just wasn't sure you'd take me up on it. A museum job is kind of boring compared to high-intensity reconnaissance and attack missions."
"You know how much I love history," Greg responded.
He'd soon have his master's and was even considering a PhD in historic preservation. Trey weighed him with a critical eye.
"I can tell you're seriously considering this."
He sighed.
"I'm really ready to settle down. But then there's the adrenaline junkie part of me who isn't ready to give up the action."
"So why now? Have you met someone?"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?